All right. Well, welcome back to the Wild Rose Moon Radio Hour. We're here doing our best social distancing here in our studio. We're all standing 12 feet apart. And up next is our very own sound engineer and musical producer, Nate Butler, who comes all the way over from Goshen on the Plymouth-Goshen Trail. I think he was traveling by horse and buggy today. I'm not certain, but anyway, he came over, and it's great to have him. And Nate, you've been playing music for a long time.
Yeah.
And you got that fancy black guitar. Is there a story behind that, beside it being shiny, shiny black?
Yeah. It's basically a modified White Falcon, which is a guitar that people like Neil Young and Stephen Stills and some of those guys played. But the reason why I picked it up was got to see a band called White Horse that I ran sound for them in June of 2010. And Luke Doucette, their lead guitar player, played a White Falcon. And as soon as he started playing, I knew that was a sound that I had been chasing in my head for a very long time.
Can you take that beautiful guitar, perhaps, and put your fingers on it and perhaps render a song for us?
I'd love to.
That would be wonderful.
Fools, with educated minds. The convolution grows and covers over their eyes. Oh, oh, darling, this world is dragging me down. Oh, darling, can you stop it from spinning round? This heart of darkness lies violence and murder. Every day we wanna go back, but we only push it further. Oh, 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 darling, this world is dragging me down. Oh, darling, stop it from spinning round. Can you turn my night to day? Can you turn my blood to gray? I cannot see any other way. Only God can save us now. Oh, oh, darling. Oh, darling. Oh, darling, only God can save us now.
Wow, that was a beautiful song. It's very intense. That's it's a kind of a scream, if you will, and it has that quality of. Do you know that painting by, what is it, Edward Munch or something?
Yeah.
The Scream, you know, where you just can't handle how crazy things are. And then Boom.
For sure.
And so it seems like it's a really subtle scream.
Yeah. You're on to me, George.
Okay.
Speaking of which, have you seen the memes that people are making of that painting where they're using eggs and bacon and guacamole to...
No, I haven't seen that. To make the scream?
Yeah, to make, you know,
yeah.
Put a little humor in the darkness.
Yeah. And one has to do that, even if it means mentioning one's digestive system. So, and you brought another song for us too. Can you do that for us?
I'd love to. This is a brand new one. And it's not out yet, released in any way. So this would be kind of a first time to put this one out into the world. Yeah, it's just about, you know, when you start out on the musician's journey, I think it's pretty easy to get attached to hopes of, you know, winning the musical lottery and having people regale you with a lot of fame and potentially, you know, means to some kind of financial end that allows you to keep doing what you want to do. And anyways, I think a lot of people see that as some kind of a mystical calling, like you're kind of compelled to play music. If you do have that in you, I think, you know, no matter what you do with however you put food on the table, doesn't really matter. You can't not do it. And so this song is sort of a metaphor for that sense of responsibility to the gifts you're given.
Put our hammers down, never planned to turn around. Though we tried and tried and tried, we could not reach the other side. For 1,000 days, we swung our picks in the northern face. Now our hands and hearts are broken, but we cannot look away. We'll find another way up the mountain. Find another way. Hey. Find another way up the mountain. Find another way. Motherland, and drew a line in the sand. We are soldiers for the cause. Our return must be victorious. Eyes on the goal, hand to the plow. We pray for strength and grace to fight another day. We'll find another way. Find another way. Hey, we'll find another way up the mountain. We'll find another way. Find another way up the mountain. We'll find another way up the mountain. We'll find another way.
Hey, there's that big black guitar talking. That's really nice. What a great song. And it's perfect for these times, you know, when we're all looking for another way.
Yeah.
Another way to keep living, keep going on, keep following the dream. Nate, we have so much. I thought about, you know, we could do a show after show with both you and John, and it would be really great. But now we want to learn a little bit about your bands.
All right.
And so in order to do that, we need help from a little quiz show we call Shoot the Moon.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls from our hometown to yours, the Wild Rose Moon Radio Hour presents our very own audience participation quiz show, Shoot the Moon.
It don't matter to me how smart you are. Maybe you're a big buffoon. You don't need to be quick on the draw. All you gotta do is shoot the moon. Shoot the moon. Shoot the moon.
Yeah, and now we're playing Shoot the Moon, and I want to mention that if I remember correctly, we have chosen from a hat. No, not today. We haven't been able to choose from
John
a hat.
Well, John and I are both wearing hats.
Oh, that's true. That's true. We're going to play with Nate and John, and we're going to ask them questions about each other. But there are rules about these people who come. Let's see if they've met the criterion. Could you read? For the
Thank
kind
you,
of
George.
Person we need for this. Because maybe they don't live up to it, right? Okay.
Well, normally, prior to the show, audience members indicate their willingness to participate in Shoot the Moon by supplying an answer to the survey questions. Are you a human being? And with that answered correctly...
Wait. Hold it right there, Katie. And what was your answer?
I did not answer any such question, nor will I.
Will not confirm nor deny.
Okay. I plead the fifth personally.
Well, let's just play then.
Okay.
Okay. So we have, we'll start with John Baylor. And you can pick from the first two here. You can have one of these.
Okay. Well, from this angle, the only one that I can read is Partners and Petty.
Partners and Petty. Okay. Here's a question that Nate Butler can perhaps answer for us. Nate Butler is half of the local band and wonderful band that it is, Shiny Shiny Black, a husband and wife duo making their mark in the region. Their first studio album took aim at classic guitar tones. Which of the following artists did Shiny Shiny Black not use for inspiration? It's one of these three. Is it A, Tom Petty? B, Neil Young, or C, Luke DeCout?
Oh, man. I was going to guess whatever the third one was, but since I don't know who it is, then I think that probably is one of the correct answers. You know, and I heard what he was saying about his guitar.
Yeah, I know.
But I'm still a little thrown. He didn't say that, you know, it wasn't Neil Young that made him want that guitar.
Nope.
No. That's correct.
So
Neil Young.
Gonna-
That's, that's correct. Very good job. Okay, so Neil Young, although Neil Young, he mentioned Neil Young when he was talking about
I know,
the guitar,
that made it really tough. You didn't know he was going to do that either.
It threw me off, too.
I must mention that Luke Doucette, he was very inspired by Neil Young, so it's kind of almost a gotcha question. I got to admit.
Neil Young's an American citizen now. Did you know
that? Yeah, no, but Luke Doucette is not.
Okay.
Well, he's Canadian.
But we're working on it.
Right.
Okay. Now, what do you think in terms of a question here, Nate, would you like to go for here?
Let's see. What don't I know about John?
I don't know, but almost everything. I'd pick one quickly.
Yes. Let's do nicknames and neuroses.
Okay. John Baylor is a member of the Stampede String Band, a local band taking off in the public eye. The band itself is an unexpected mixing pot of musical traditions, hardcore bluegrass and folk rock, heavy metal and old-time brother duets, dirty blues rock and a cappella hymns. Nicknames run rampant in the band. What do the other members of Stampede String Band call John Baylor? Is it Lightning Man due to his lightning fast finger playing, Kokomo Kid due to his Kokomo origins, or Miracle Man due to his miraculous musical abilities?
Ooh. Well, I know he's got a YouTube channel called Kokomo Kid, so I'm guessing that's one of the right, yeah.
That's correct, Kokomo Kid. What's the score? Katie, yeah, can you tell us the score?
Oh, there was, well, I was trying to, okay.
The score.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
John has 1 point.
Yes.
And Nate has 1 point.
Okay, oh, excellent. Okay, John.
Really nice plug for my YouTube channel, too. So okay, I did sneak around the corner, so now I can tell that it says Black Sheep and Shiny, Shiny Black.
Okay, here we go. Shiny, Shiny Black is a growing Midwestern band with a determination to become a must-see act. Self-labeled coffee house rock and roll, you can expect a highly crafted experience that is simultaneously fun and transcendent. How's the commercial part of this going?
This is going great.
Did you write that?
I think my wife did.
Okay. I wrote the one he read for our band. Okay.
Their EP, Wild Edges, is popular with their fans with grooves borrowed from classic American rock and roll and roots music. Name the lullaby that was included on the EP, Wild Edges. Are you ready? Was it Ba Ba Black Sheep? The origins of this nursery rhyme, by the way, date back to 18th century Britain. B, Rockabye Baby, penned by a pilgrim aboard the Mayflower after seeing the native women rock their babies in cradles. Or C, Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star, that originated as a poem written by the English author Jane Taylor and was published in 1806 as The Star. Which one of those? Was it Ba Ba Black Sheep, Rockabye Baby, or Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star?
Well, I'm just going to think out loud for a second.
Oh, shucks.
We're getting now, to see inside of the mind of John Baylor, right?
Right, that's right.
Okay. Now, Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star is the profoundest of all the nursery rhymes. And so there's a good chance on that one. But because the band is called Shiny, Shiny Black,
yeah,
and the question is called Black Sheep and Shiny, yeah, Shiny Black, right. I feel like I have to guess Ba Ba Black Sheep.
Well, you'd be wrong.
He's trying to throw you off.
That was too much thinking, John. Okay. Okay, no wonder those songs keep pouring out of you. All right. Okay, our last, so it's now, what's the score, Katie? Can you tell us?
1-1 still.
No, it's 2-1.
Did John get the point?
Oh, no, it is still 1-1.
It is still 1-1.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's excellent.
Going down, John Baylor.
My math teacher is really shaking her head.
I have no hope except for your failure. Everything is riding on that.
All right. Okay, this is a whole lot of songs. Are you ready?
All right.
The Stampede String Band has made dozens of songs with both vague and specific titles. That's interesting. Giving their fans tongue twisters and poetry. Their new album, Moonsville, this might not be new anymore.
That was a long time ago.
Okay. That's an album about hardworking people and the hard work of creating love, keeping love, and just how easy it is to lose it. Which of the following titles is not on this Moonsville, ancient Moonsville album? Is it A, Sunspots? B, Treacle and Pew? Or C, Whole Lot of Road?
I'm watching John for his poker face. And he's not giving anything up.
Yeah, I know.
That's good.
Just wonderful. Yeah.
I have nothing to go on but intuition
okay,
at this point. So I'm going to go with Sunspots is not on the the record?
No, it was Treacle and Pew. Right.
What does Treacle and Pew mean?
You know, the one thing I've taken away
treacle
from this, John,
is some kind of food, isn't it?
Is that both of us are pretty terrible at updating our websites.
Oh. No, I don't even know where that came from. No, I do know that Aaron wrote it.
Ah.
I can't imagine that's on our website, though.
Okay.
Where did you get that?
What? Treacle and Pew?
No, the little write-up about Moonsville being the new album.
It was out there in the ether somewhere.
Oh, the ether exactly somewhere? Sure.
The right. Ether. There okay. Is the problem. It's the ethernet, not the internet.
I think you need to play the end of this set.
With support from Judith Robber and Tom Kapusinskas, Marshall County Community Foundation, Marshall County Tourism, and the Friends of the Wild Rose Moon, you're listening to the Wild Rose Moon Radio Hour.